You're listening to SBS News.
What do we want?
Peace and justice!
And when do we want it?
Now! Now!
Appalled by the scenes in Ukraine, Germany is shaking off its past. In front of the Reichstag in Berlin, seat of Germany's parliament, several thousand young Germans have gathered. On stage is Theresia Krone, who's more used to addressing climate rallies, but who now sees a new threat to her future.
As children, we were told that Europe is the safe space, we are in peace, we are secure, and this has changed quickly.
The crowd wave blue and yellow Ukrainian flags. They're part of a new politically engaged German generation. They see a link between Putin's war and climate change. Russia's oil and gas. They want both stopped, and the war has already changed Germany profoundly.
Mit dem Überfall auf die Ukraine hat der russische Präsident Putin
The Chancellor Olaf Scholz addressing Parliament last week. He suspended a key pipeline, almost ready to pump gas from Russia. Arms are going to Ukraine, and 100 billion euros will be spent to upgrade the military. Germany's decades-old reluctance to arm itself and others ditched. Since the 1990s, Germany has believed that by building economic and political ties, it could have a partnership with Russia. Julia Friedrich of Berlin's Global Public Policy Institute says that's gone.
We have seen that this assumption that as long as we stick to diplomacy and as long as we keep engaging with Russia, they will also engage with us and they will refrain from taking military action, from threatening the European security order. I think that this conviction is now shattered.
Children are playing football by the Anhalter Bahnhof. Now a monument, it's the ruined facade of a giant railway station from where, in the Holocaust, Jews were transported to their deaths. In Berlin, memories of the world wars Germany unleashed are everywhere. Modern Germany had thought wars were a thing of the past. Germany had grown comfortable, prosperous, but the certainties that underpinned that have gone, says Wolfgang Ischinger, a former diplomat and chair of the Munich Security Conference. German economic and political power, he says, will be at the heart of a more assertive EU.
This means a more realpolitik-based approach to foreign policy, not one on visions and dreams and aspirations. And I think that is not a bad thing for Germany in these turbulent global and European times. It's good for us. I think it's good for Europe.
In the evening, another demonstration in support of Ukraine outside the Chancellor's office. Polls show more than two-thirds of Germans back its shift in policy. For some, it's not enough. Others are uneasy, though, at Germany rearming.
100 billion is way too much, I think.
Changes are fine so far, but it's just way too little, way too slow. We have to remember that these people in Ukraine right now are fighting and dying for our values as well.
And it's to defend those values, European values, that a new Germany is awakening.